ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्नस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सपदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनवंद जगत्पते गोपी गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विखवान सुते देवी प्रणवामि हरिप्रिय। पंचाकल्पतरुभ्य कृपासंदुभय पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन I thank you very much for your participating in this initiative. Sankirtan movement. Today's subject matter is Kirtan. Sankirtan. This word Sankirtan is a Sanskrit word. Sam means Sammat, complete. And Kirtan means glorifying or describe Kirtan. So, this complete description means complete glorification of the Supreme. Of the Supreme Complete Whole. Kirtan does not mean that you can describe anything or glorify anything that will become Kirtan. From grammatical point of view, that may be Kirtan. But according to Vedic scriptures, when you speak of Kirtan, that Kirtan means describing the Supreme Authority, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of God. That is called Kirtan. Sravanam Kirtanam. This devotional service begins from the method of Sravana. Sravana means hearing and Kirtan and describe. One should describe and one should hear. For the same man himself can describe and hear himself. He doesn't require any other help. Just like if you chant Hare Krishna, you chant and you hear. This is complete. This is complete method. But what is that chanting and hearing? Vishnu. Not of anything else. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam Padasev. Ajjanam Vandanam Dasam Satkam Mahatmanivira. You can understand about Vishnu or the All-Pervading, Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by these methods. What are these? Seven ears. You have to hear. If you hear simply, that is the beginning. You don't require any education. Don't require any development of knowledge in any position. Just like this child, you have seen many times, as soon as he hears, immediately he responds and dances. So, by nature, God has given us this nice instrument, ear. He can simply hear, that's all. But he must hear from the right source. That is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Satam prasangat mama bhija sangvita bhavanti vistarna rasayana tatha. Satam prasang. Satam means devotee. Those who are devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are called satam. Satam prasangat mama bhija sangvita. Avanti vittanna rasayana katha. Tadjosana, if you hear from the right source means one must be realized source, then it will act. Bhavanti vittanna rasayana katha. This katha means this wording of God, of Krishna, they become very realistic, palatable. Avanti vittanna rasayana. Rasayana means relief or katha. Tadyosana. Now if you are intelligent enough, if you give your thought also, what is spoken by the realized soul? Tadyosana. Asu. Asu means very soon, easy. Apavarga vatmane. Apavarga means release from material entanglement. Pavarga means entanglement. In Sanskrit there are pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, each word conveys some meaning. So, they are called pa-varga. So, apa-varga, vartman. The human life is made for advancing on the path of liberation. Apa-varga, that is called apa-varga. Not entangled. We are always entangled. To accept this material body means we are already entranced. Don't progress in the process of entanglement. That process is karma. So long the mind will be absorbed in karma, he'll have to accept this material body. Yang yang bhavi smaran loke. At the time of death, if your mind is absorbed, I could not finish this work. I am dying. I have to do this, I have to do that. That means Krishna will give you another chance for doing that. You have that. You have that. He'll give you chance. All right. He could not do it, now he'll do it. To get this body. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Jad Indriya Pritaya Prinoti. These rascals, they have become mad. Pramatta. Pramatta means mad, in charge. Kurute Vikarma. By intoxication, they are acting something which they should not have done. But they are doing. Why? Indriya pita hai. That Indriya pita hai. Just like there is very good example. Maharaj Dhritarashtra. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was planning some intrigue. How to cheat the Pandavas in favor of his own son. So Krishna sent his uncle to advise him not to do that. He understood, but he said, reply, my dear Apurva, whatever you are saying, it is quite all right, but it does not stand in my heart. So I cannot change my policy. I'll have to follow this policy and let whatever it may come. So people become, when they want to satisfy their senses, they become mad from a thought. So, in this madness, they do everything. Just like we have got many instances in this material life, that sometimes when one is too much after something, he commits some criminal action, commits even murder. He cannot take himself. Similarly, we are being accustomed to sense gratification. We are mad. And therefore our mind is full, absorbed in karma. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma jat indriya pritaya prinoti. So, Rishabhde says, no, sadhu manne, this is not good. Why this is not good? Because jatva atmanayam asangati klesada asadiha. This body, although temporary, it is the reservoir of all misfortune. Misery, klesada means always giving trust. These things are very steady. We should not be a mess. A human life is not meant for that. That is the defect of the present civilization. They're men after sensibility. That's all. They do not know what is the value of life. Neglected. The most valuable life. Human form of life. And as soon as this body is finished, there is no guarantee what kind of body is going to take next. Suppose in my next life, by chance, I get a life of a tree, or for thousands of years I'll have to stand in one place. So they're not very serious. They say, what is there? Even if I stand up, I shall forget. Actually, forgetfulness, unless one forgets, he cannot stand up. The tree, if it is not in forgetfulness, it is impossible. Suppose if you are asked, you stand up for 3 days here, he will become mad, because you are not forgetful. So, by nature's law, all these lower grade of life, they are forgetful. Their consciousness is not developed. Even you cut, just like you, when you cut the tree, it does not lie, but its consciousness is not developed, does not respond. Animal. So, this life, human form of life, we should be very careful. This movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for giving perfection to your life. It is not a thing blocked or exploited. But, unfortunately, people are accustomed to be blocked. There is a verse by Indian poet, Satya bole to mare lattha jhuta jagat bhula. If you speak nice things, so they will be with lower head. What nonsense they speak. And if you give them blood and cheese them, they will be very blessed. Jhuta jagat bhula. So if you blush that you make this and you become within 6 months a god and you give me my key, they will get me. Yes, you take this key and I shall become within 6 months god. No, these things will not solve your problem. If you want actually to solve the problems of life in this age, then you have to take to this process of Kirtan. That is the requirement. Kirtan. In this age, Kali Yuga, Kalo Nasri Vanasri Vanasri Vadati Vandata. You cannot execute any other process of self-realization or perfection of life except this. Harennama, Harennama, Harennama iva kevalam. The same thing. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Vishnu and Hari, the same thing. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu and Harennama iva kevalam. In fine, in Vedic literature, all is symmetrical. There is no difference of opinion. So these kirtans are subject matter. It is essential in this age. In all shastras, all Vedic literature is concerned. Kalotad Harikirtana. Treated as Dhyato Vishnu. Meditation of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Vishnu. The same Vishnu. Not anything else. Treated as Dhyato Vishnu. Dhyanavasthitina. Dhyana means meditation. Jangamram Mahavarunanda Rudra Marutasunanda Jibbaisabha. Vedai Shanga Padakrama Upanishadai Gayanti Jangu Savana. Dhyanavasthita. Rizatina. Yogi. Dhyana. This dhyana, this meditation process, was possible in Krite, in the Satyayu. That is not possible. When people used to live for many, many years, well, now they will not believe. But sometimes there was when people used to live for 100,000 of years. At that time it is called Satyayu. And then meditation was possible at that time. Because it takes a very, very long start. Just like Valmiki Muni. Valmiki Muni, he meditated for 60,000 years. So that is a long-term process, and it is not possible to execute in this age. If you make one part, that is another thing. But actually, if you want to meditate, it takes a very, very long to make purpose. The Kriteja Dhyato Vishnu, Tritayana Jagato Makhai, and in the next stage, by performing various kinds of sacrifices, ritualistic sacrifices as recommended in the Vedas, that was possible, and Dāpare Parisajjāyāṁ, and the Dāpare group, next eight, by temple worship, Parisajjā, Kalau Tad Harikirtana. The same result you can achieve by this process, Harikirtana, not other kirtana. Because this Harikirtana was inaugurated, started. Of course, Hare Krishna is there always, but officially it was started 500 years ago from Bengal by Lord Chaitanya. So, in Bengal, there is a competition between the Vaishnavas and the Shastras. The Shastras also introduced a certain type of kirtan, which is called Kali kirtan. But according to Shastras, there is no recommendation of Kali kirtan. Kirtan means Hari kirtan. Kirtan means Vishnu kirtan. No other kirtan. He cannot say, oh, you are Vaishnava, you can perform Hari Kirtan. I shall perform Shiva Kirtan or Devi Kirtan or Ganesh Kirtan. No. Shastra does not say any other Kirtan. Shastra says Hari Kirtan. Kirtan means Hari Kirtan. Hari Kirtan. Similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam, also, it is said that Krishna Kirtana, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, in time, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kala Uddosa Nidhi Rajan, Yasi Eka Mahanaguna. Kirtana Deva Krishna. Specifically mentioned, Kirtana Deva Krishna Sra Mukta Sangha Param. If one simply takes to this Kirtan process, Krishna Kirtan, Kirtan, Kirtan as Eva, only this Eva, this word is used to stress only. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Just like Hare Nama Eva. Eva means only. Feel fine everywhere. So this simple process, Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare. 16 words. Actually, there are 3 words. Hare, Krishna, Ram. But they are very nicely arranged for chanting. So, everyone can get and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And that is practically proved since we have started this movement in the Western countries, all foreigners, Europeans, Americans, the Africans, the Egyptians, the Japanese, everyone is chanting. There is no dividend. There is no dividend. They are chanting very gladly. And they are getting the result. So what is the dividend? We are distributing it. Without any charges, and it is very simple, and simply by chanting, you realize yourself, self-realization, God-realization, and when there is self-realization, God-realization, then there is this nature's realization also. Tasmid vijñāte sarvam evam vijñātam bhavant. Just like if you try to learn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9 and 0, 1 is already there. Then your whole arithmetic is steady. The steady series. Because arithmetic means simply changing this place of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. That's all. Similarly, if you simply study Krishna, then your all knowledge is perfect. You don't require any other endeavor to exert, to understand. Tasmin vijñāte sarvameva vijñātam bhavanti. And that Krishna can be understood simply by chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna. So, why don't you take this opportunity? The great opportunity offered to the human society. It is very scientific, authoritative, old, Purana. It is not that it is something concocted. Introduced, say, for 3 or 4 years. No, don't think. It's like several times repeated. This Krishna philosophy, Krishna himself said, This is Abhayam Yoga. Abhayam means inexhaustible, indestructible. Never lost, never destroyed. It may be covered for the time being, but it is never destroyed. Therefore, it's called abhaya. Abhaya means inexhaustible. The abhaya means expense. They say you have got 100 pounds, if it is spent one after another, then one day it comes to zero. That is born, expense. But this is not that. If you cultivate this knowledge, Krishna consciousness, it will increase. That is recommendation by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ānandāmudhi vardhanam. Ānanda means pleasure, transcendental bliss. And amudhi, amudhi means ocean. In the material world, you have seen the ocean, but it does not increase. But here, if you culture this Krishna consciousness, your transcendental bliss will simply increase. Ānandāmudhi vardhanam. And the process is, I shall always remind you, that the process is very simple. Anyone can chant anywhere without any tax, without any loss, but the gain is very great. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains about this kirtan movement. Sikha means instruction, and Ostrop means eight. He has given us eight verses to understand this Krishna consciousness movement, and I shall try to explain. Please, hear attention. The first instruction is, the Lord says, Chetadarpana Mahajan. I think I have explained this several times. Again, repeatedly, just like we chant Hare Krishna repeatedly, there is no, I am to say, tiresomeness. His boy, they can chant Hare Krishna on the 24 hours. They will never get tired. They will dance and they will chant. And you also, if you try, you will never get tired. Because it is not material. In the material world, if you chant anything, any favorite name, for 3, 4, or 10 times you will get tired. Yes. That's the fact. But because it is not material, if you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you'll never get tired. And the more you chant, your heart will be cleansed from all material jhajati. Sita Dharpana Mahadhanam. Bhava Mahadhanalini Bhavanam. And the problems of your life within this material world. These are simple words that you request, lots of explanation. What is the problem of our life? That we do not know. The modern education never gives enlightenment. What is the problem of life? That is indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. That those who are educated, advancing in knowledge, they should know what is the problem of life. The problem of life is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darshanam. One should always see the inconvenience of taking birth, janma, mrityu, inconvenience of death, jara, inconvenience of old age, and inconvenience of disease. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. So nobody is taking care. When they are diseased, they think, all right, I am diseased, let me go to the doctor. He will give me some medicine, it will be cured. But he does not take seriously that I did not want this disease. Why this disease is there? Is it not possible to make me free from the disease? He never thinks. That means the intelligence is very low grade.
Ah.
Just like animals. Animal is suffering, but it has no strength.
Ah.
It is brought before the slaughterhouse. If the animal is seeing that another animal is being slaughtered before him, but still he is satisfied.
Ah.
With a morsel of grass, he will stand there eating the grass. This is animal life. He does not know that next moment my God, I shall be slaughtered. I have seen it.
Ah.
And in a Kali temple I have seen, the goats are sacrificed. So one goat is already there, for being sacrificed. Another goat is very happy eating grass.
Yes, sir.
So similarly, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhishthir was asked by Yamaraj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? Can you explain? So he explained, yes. What is that? Na ahannahani lokani gacchanti jamamandiram. Every moment we see that our friends, our relatives, our fathers, our family members, or he or she dying. Shesha Sutamishan. But the others, they are thinking, I shall leave her. He never thinks that I shall die. He is satisfied, the same animal. He never thinks that at the next moment I will slaughter. He is satisfied with the grass, that's all. Ahara nidra bhaya maitra. He is satisfied with the sense that it is. He does not know that I am also going to die. My father has died, my mother has died, my grandfather has died, he has died, she has died. So I will have to die. Then what is after that?
Oh no.
So this is the problem. But they do not take it seriously. But Bhagavad Gita indicates, Janma Mittu Jarab Vyadhi, Dukkha Durkhana Darshan. That is real education. That is real education. To see that I do not want to die. Why death comes? That is real inquiry. I do not want to become old man. Why old age comes upon me? But they do not take it seriously. But Bhagavad Gita says that this is the problem. So, we have got problems. Many problems. But this is the common substance of all problems. Janma Mittu Jarab Vyadhi Dukkha Durkhana Darshanam. So, in order to solve the problem of your life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chetadatvana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nidvapanam. Immediately, the blazing fire of problematic life is extinguished. As soon as your heart is clean, by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, the blazing fire of material existence immediately. How this immediately extinguish? Because cleansing of heart means you understand that I do not belong to this material world. Brahma Bhuta. That is Chetadatman. Now I am identified with this material world. I am Indian. I am Englishman. I am this, I am that. Because I am identifying with this material world. But if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you realize that you are not this body. You do not belong to this material body or this material world, but you spirit soul. You are part and parcel of the Supreme. You are eternally related with it. You have nothing to do with this material. This is called liberation. Knowledge. If I am got to do anything with this material world, then that is liberation. This knowledge, that is called Brahma Bhuta. Prasanna. Then I have no duty. Actually, I have no duty. Because now I am identified my existence, this body, with this material world. I have so many duties. So, Bhagavad therefore says that so long there is no self-realization, we have got so many duties and debts also. Devasi bhutana bhutarsa bhutarsa nirama putrina. We are debtors to the demigods. Demigods means, don't think it is fictitious. It is fact. Demigods we accept just like the sun, moon, the air. They are all demigods. Just like we have got director of a department. Similarly, for heating department, the sun god is there. For air department, the Varuna is there. Similarly, there are departmental demigods. And the Vedas, they are stated. They are controlling, leading. So you cannot neglect them. Deva, Rishi. Rishi means the great sages, philosophers, who have given us the knowledge. You are debtor to them. And Bhuta, ordinary living entity. So there we are debtor, as soon as we get birth, anywhere, we are debtor to so many. But it is impossible to liquidate all these debts. Therefore, Shastra recommends, sarvātmanāja saranaṁ saranaṁ gato mukundaṁ parihṛtta tattva. Nāraṁ rīṣa nakiṅkara rājan. I guess saying, anyone who has taken shelter to the lotus feet of Mukunda Saranyam, he is worthy. We take shelter of an officer, we take shelter of a physician, we take shelter of a lawyer when you are in trouble. We take shelter. Without shelter, we are not existing. Because the threefold miseries are there. Janmamrityu-jarabhyadi, we have to take shelter. But the real shelter is Krishna. That Krishna says that sarva-dharma-ārpari-prajya-māne-kāṁ-charaṇam. If you take shelter unto me, you haven't got to take shelter of so many. The one that sarvamiva vijyatam. So this takes the taking shelter of Krishna. From the beginning is this chanting and hearing. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. So, our fervent request, humble request to everyone, who is present here and is not present here. That is our very, very humble submission. Padayo nivatta kityata aham sāpikatam bhavīm. I am flattering you. I am just falling down onto your feet. Please accept me. This Adava. This is a verse by Prabhudananda Saraswati, a great devotee of Lord Caitanya. He submitted this verse that Dante Nidharat Natam Padayo Nipatya. My dear sir, I have taken a grass in my mouth and I am falling down on your feet. And I am flattering you, hundreds of ways, aham bravimi, I am submitting something to you. So those who are going to preach this philosophy, they are not with me. Humble, most humble, submissive. Padavya Nipatta, Pitya Sataku Satamahanda, He Kadava, you are a very nice man. You are a very honest man. Sadhu. Sakala Neva Vihara Dura, you give up all these nonsense. Any nonsense, give up. Sakalameva vihadra chaitanna channa charane kudutanga. Simply standing thanks to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And chant Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Right now, you may ask any questions or problems. You may have to ask. Can please stand up and ask. That is very nice.
Because you are a great politician. Therefore I have close to you. Is that all right? Do you think as a politician will be able to help us? Yes. So I also approached Gandhi. Yeah. I approached Mahatma Gandhi that Mahatma Ji, you have got some influence over the world. Now you have got Swaraj independence. Now you give up politics. You preach Bhagavad Gita. Wherever you go, you take this Bhagavad Gita and your chitta is there. Now you take seriously Bhagavad Gita. And you preach. Okay. But the disease is so strong that even Mahatma Gandhi in his later days was not liked by disciples like Patel or Jawaharlal Nehru. He was interfering and it is a great story and perhaps he was killed for that purpose. So the material attachment is so strong that even Mahatma Gandhi could not give up politics. And he died for it. Yes. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for everyone. But it is for the fortunate person. Jisam antagatam papa. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who has been free, antagatam, ended, jesam antagatam, papa, sinful life. Jesam antagatam, papa, janana, punyakarmana, and one who who is simply engaged in pious activities. So, te janmahalin mokta, he can become free from all kinds of duality and engage himself in Krishna consciousness. He can. So it is very difficult also to accept this Krishna consciousness. Because this is a condition. Desa antagatam papam. Papam means, what do you mean like papa? Sin. Just like, what is criminality? Criminality means disobedience of the state law. That's like even if you do not know what is the regulation. That's like in America, the cars are driven on the right side, here on the left side. By even without knowing that cars are to be driven on the left side, you drive on the right, you become a criminal. Knowingly or unknowingly, actually we commit sins by ignorance. So it does not mean a sinful man is always sinful knowingly. No. Unknowing. Similarly, people are engaged in so many humanitarian works, so-called humanitarian works, that they do not know that they are engaged in sinful activity. They do not. They do not know that they are engaged in sinful activity. Anything in the karma jagat is sinful. That is, it is not that I am manufacturing. You will see with the Bhagavad Gita. Jagyasa karma annatra karma bandhana. Simply you can act for yajna or Vishnu. Otherwise you are king. That's all. Either you become Mahatma, this Atma, that Atma. If you do not act for Vishnu or Jagva, you are sinning. Therefore, Krishna says, Desa Amantagatam Papa. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not easy also. It's very difficult. But it has been made easy by the grace of Lord Caitanya. He has simply given us his chanting practice, his chant. To any fortunate man who takes this seriously, he becomes free from all sinful yet and takes the Krishna consciousness seriously. For a Krishna conscious person, there is no material world. You follow? For a Krishna conscious person, there is no material world. Yes, that you have to understand. Yes, I'll tell you. For a Krishna conscious person, try to understand. Actually, there is no material world. That's like the sky. The sky is one. There is no second sky. But when the sky is covered, That is called clouded sky. Try to understand. The sky is one. But somehow or other, when the sky is clouded, it is called clouded sky and you cannot see the sun. Similarly, there is no material thing. Isha-vasa-dham-satma. But when you forget Krishna, that is material. When you forget, just like when you forget your state, no, you are finished. Otherwise, there is no finished. So this forgetfulness, without Krishna consciousness, means material life and sinful life. And with Krishna consciousness means there is no material life, there is no sinful life. Material world means Krishna forgetful of Krishna consciousness. That's all.
What about all the suffering? Everybody sings and dances. What about all the people
who are... Well, those are singing and dancing. They are not suffering. You may be suffering. They are not suffering. No, nobody is suffering in Krishna consciousness.
What about suffering?
What is that?
You're not suffering. What's your happening?
Other people let them take to Krishna consciousness. That's
right.
Why they are suffering? Let them take to Krishna consciousness. You are converting for that. Why don't you take it? Wrong is to forgetful of Krishna consciousness. Though I can told you, just that what is there. Material world means forgetfulness of Krishna consciousness. Where is material world? You do not understand what I explained. Actually, there is no material world. When you are forgetfulness of Krishna consciousness, that is material.
What Prabhupada is trying to explain is simply that everything is, to the person who has this, everything is spiritual, but it is due to forgetfulness that things become material. Just like there is always a sun shining, but to those people, when the clouds are up there, it appears that the sun is not shining, but in fact that the sun is always shining. The similar God of Krishna, He is always there. And to a person, please wait, just let me finish. And to a person who chants the mantra and takes the spiritual understanding, he erases the dust or the clouds away so that he can only see Krishna and his life becomes perfect and happy. The reason that it appears to you that there is a material world is simply because the clouds are still in front of you, that the material consciousness is still there. It is something which is chanting. If you chant, you will begin to see that the dust will disappear, the misery, the material consciousness will go the more you chant. No, try and understand. The point is not just that there is not physical. There is physical, there is form, but there is spiritual form and material form. You should understand, we don't say there is no form. We say there is form. But we say that form is spiritual, and it only becomes material when you forget Krishna and you use the form to satisfy yourself. Just like this microphone that Prabhupada is using, it is spiritual because it is being used to glorify Krishna. But it can become material if it is used simply for someone's own sense gratification. Everything is spiritual when it is used in the service of God or Krishna. But it becomes material when it is simply used to satisfy your body or your mind. Yes, but they have been misused. Everything has become misused in this world. But now it's become material. When it is properly used again, it will regain its original spiritual position. It's the use of each thing. You must use things spiritually for Krishna. Yes, the way to help people who are miserable is to teach them who they are, so they will understand who they are and who God is and what their relationship with the Supreme is. Then they will be happy, not simply by feeding their body. Yes, that is what Prabhupada is explaining. We are spirit souls. We are spirits of God, part and parcel of God. We are spiritual by nature, but we have forgotten our original position. And we think now that we are material of this body. Therefore, we are unhappy because we only try and satisfy our body. So if we will remember we are spiritual, then we will learn to satisfy our soul. That is to understand who Krishna is. That is to... Yes, then it becomes spiritual once again.
Yes.
She leaves here now and sings some dances on her way home. Some policeman will see her and think that she is mad and will take her and lock her up.
She better not do that. The policeman will not touch her. She don't do that.
In chanting this mantra is that you need to have the death. You know, like for instance, when we come here sometimes, we are chanting quietly, just quietly to ourselves, so that it does not appear. Perhaps it would appear strange if we dance. And then when we come into a temple or into a hall such as this, then we dance where it will not be considered too much strange. But if it is very strange on your way home or near your neighborhood, then simply chant softly to yourself, and no one will take offense.
Hare
Krishna. No, ma'am, I'm simply saying if you feel that you need to take into it now, then you can do so. But just as we chant in the middle of the street, day in and day out, and people are very much happy to see us, and the policemen, they go, oh, Hare Krishna. So they do not think we are mad at all. In fact, many people say, what are you doing? And when we explain, we are chanting Hare Krishna and preaching Krishna consciousness to all mankind. They say, that is very nice. Where is your temple? So we may come and find out more. So on the contrary, they do not, neither do they think we are mad, but they are interested to find out more. And I think if you will take to this, you will find out that, yes, people will ask you what you are doing. But if you have the answers, if you study carefully our philosophy, they will be very much convinced and impressed by your conditions.
Thank you.
you are all very honored. Well, thank you, Mr. Gracious. And it's very nice to look on. But the truth, there are so many million people living in this big city. Young 25, 12, and something. But in Christian consciousness, just wants to see a person and come forward and take proof to learning about truth now. And if you understand that one
thing, that's just like that.
He will be so many real people around the world. So, 2 weeks from today, on the 14th, of this month, we will be officially opening our Radha Krishna Temple from Sevenbury Place. And at that time, the deity will be installed in the temple, and there will be big teachings all day long. We are inviting all of you to come at that time to join with us. The most important celebration. That is the 14th of December. And some say that we have still much to do in our temple. And it is very much at the mercy of Jesus that we will get everything done. And similarly, we have many temples throughout the world, and we wish to open many others. And because all of you are so sincere, as you are coming today, I am going to put this big question by you all. If there were more of you, then it would be easier. But now, the burden rests upon 25 of you. We want to come forward and pray to help us in your Christian consciousness.
Just
today, I was told that the person is very poor and not to take to this Christian consciousness. Here's a chance. Get in my small place. Very welcome. Here's a chance to be made small away. But if a person is so happy and has the money and takes the nutrition from it, there's a good chance he will last and never fall. So all of you seem very happy here. And you also seem very, very welcome here. That's why I say the following question. That you will all take part in this Christian consciousness at this time. I'll come around and I'm going to ask that each of you give a large sum of donations of 10 million to 1 pound. And you may say that is very great. Many times that we have made from here, but I say that we have so many temples and we are teaching simply for people to become God conscious today. One of the few people, we are all the people teaching. So assisted by the hands of our nation. And we need your help. We need your financial support. So please, I'll come around. See if you cannot give a 10 shillings to 1 pound at a time, which will help us so much in constructing a very beautiful temple, which will open and close 24 hours every day. So please, take this chance to check an active part in our Christian conference's movement. It is for all people out of the world. We wish you to take part in it.
Thank you very much. Oh, I think it's okay.
कभी जब शाम को स्वामी जी आना चाहिए तो आप थोड़ा सा मेरे को आप स्वामी जी को मिल गया Can I come sometime?
Yes.
In the evening?
Yes. Come on, sir. Come on.
Right? That's for me.
Thank you.